Ladies and gentlemen, Chikarmi, Chikara fans. It's a bit redundant there. Oh well. welcome once again to another fantastic edition of My Breakfast with Chikara. And I am extremely excited today as I am joined by a man we all know and love in the Chikara environment. That being the master of ceremonies that we all have, the one and only Mr. Gavin Loudspeaker. Gavin, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mr. PJ. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well.
The reason I say tonight is because normally when I wake up, my breakfast happens at about 5 p.m.
I understand. You do live a rather rock and roll lifestyle, as it appears.
I'm the rock and roll ring announcer, so it kind of has to be that way.
I would imagine so. Yeah. Otherwise, I can't imagine Chikara would accept somebody who lies on their resume.
No, Mr. Wink Vavasor would not accept that.
Not at all. Yes, I breakfasted with him a few weeks ago, and he is not a man to be trifled with.
He's a steak and eggs man, I would assume.
Very much so. He was kind of a foodie. It was sort of interesting that way. He was very interested in different types of food and things like that. And he had spoken of travels to Chicago and sampling our various horrendously bad for your arteries foods that we have.
My favorite.
Yes, exactly.
If liking food that's bad for your arteries makes you a foodie, then I'm a foodie.
We'll go with it. It's fine. Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite type of cuisine?
Oh, well, of course, Greek food is my favorite.
Absolutely.
Anything from the motherland is appreciated.
Of course.
When I can get it. Luckily, I live in New York City, and I have easy access to Greek food at all times. And if I can't get Greek food, I can go to a Greek diner.
Yes.
And if I can't go to a Greek diner, I can go to a Korean deli.
Even better. Not even better, but just as good, I should say.
Well, you know, any port in a storm, as they say.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I had heard. I must admit, I had heard quite a bit about your Greek heritage whilst talking with one Jacob Hammermeyer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
one of my favorites in the world of Chikara Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, it didn't seem so. The phrasing of, I believe, like mint breathed and lamb eater came out of his mouth quite a lot. It was very odd.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. So, well,
I'm not sure. The first one is rather insulting. The second one, I'm not so sure if it's as much insulting as factual. But
yeah, well, you know what? I always just think that he could just go jump off a fjord for all I care.
Perfect.
You know.
There are no fjords in beautiful Greece. We know this. Yes. All right. On that topic, I was curious about something. Is there any particular reason why, after sort of the battles that you have had with Jacob Hammermeyer, why there was never some sort of a tuxedo match between the two of you?
Well, that's because living the rock and roll lifestyle, PJ. I don't always have clean underwear. And sometimes you have to perform al fresco, as they say. you have to perform a cappella, and a tuxedo match in that circumstance would not be family friendly at all.
Not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest. No.
Wow. All right. Well, we've definitely delved into the depths of your lifestyle right there.
but it wouldn't have mattered anyway, because I would have whipped Jake in a good old tuxedo match. That would have been easy.
Okay. All right. I would have to imagine. I mean, there's a certain rough and tumble element to being a rock and roll ring announcer, as I've seen you be abused on the regular by Brody Lee and obviously Jacob himself. But for a man that's so worried about his hair,
Brody Lee finally got me in Ontario.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Yeah, he finally got me. All that running didn't do me no good. The song is Johnny Cash is right. Sooner or later, God does cut you down.
And it had to be the biggest person, didn't it? Couldn't have been Couldn't have been like a wee little thing.
Couldn't have been Hornswoggle.
Of course not. Of course not. No, no. But I mean, I would imagine Jacob would be an easy battle for you, for a man who's
no,
so...
No, I need to correct you here. You and I are saying Jacob. His name is Yakub.
Yakub, but yes.
According to the official Chikara roster. But
is it, Yakub?
I like to tease him. I tease him by calling him Jacob.
Okay.
Because he hates that. He hates it.
Is it Yakub or Yakub?
Yakub.
It is Yakub?
It is Yakub. Yes, it is.
Now, I find that rather odd because... As based on my understanding, Yakub was the name of the, I believe in the literature of the Nation of Islam, was the evil scientist who created white people.
That could be true. that name comes from, no, it's a Hebrew name.
Ah, okay.
And it's Yakub in, I guess it's Yakub in German, I guess, and it's Jakob in Italian.
Ah.
And in Greek, it's Yakovos, and that was my grandfather's name, Yakovos.
Nice. Wow. See, learning things here on my breakfast with Chikara.
I didn't know this show was so educational. This is like Newton's apple.
Yes.
I thought this was just going to be a bunch of, us just joking around. We're sitting here.
Schooling people.
Teaching kids about things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you must be a very learned man to be knowing.
Do you remember Newton's Apple? Do you remember that show?
I unfortunately do not. I was raised quite a bit on
PBS show.
I was raised on Square One.
Square One. It was around the same era.
Okay.
It's only notable because they stole the theme song from Kraftwerk.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Were they sued over it, or did they
They were sued over it, and okay. They had to stop using it. And now, when you go to look at old Newton's Apples, or you get it on DVD or whatever, it's got different theme music. That sucks.
That's not good. Yeah. Now, was it like a science show, or?
Yeah, it was totally a science show.
Okay, gotcha. Because the ones I remember in particular were Square One, 3-2-1 Contact was one I saw.
3-2-1 Contact, yes.
Yeah. And then
absolutely.
There was one other one I was thinking of, and it's promptly flown out of my mind. Oh, there was Picture Pages, as I recall.
Oh, Mr. Wizard.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Wizard was the greatest, without a doubt.
Yeah, Mr. Wizard.
Yes. I remember Picture Pages because I actually had the pen that Bill Cosby had.
You got the pen?
I totally got the pen, yeah.
No, I wanted Mortimer Ichabod pen my entire life, but I've never even held one in my hand.
I'm impressed that you knew the name. Wow.
I grew up with Captain Kangaroo and Picture Pages, and I never had the picture. I mean, you didn't just need the pen. You had to have the Picture Pages book too, so you could play along.
Oh yeah. It was interesting because it was like a big, obviously the big long thing, and you could put like a crayon or a pencil or whatever you wanted in it. So whatever you wrote with. It made the whole.
My next question is: did it really make the sound?
Oh, absolutely, it did.
I thought that was a sound effect.
Oh no! The pen made the sound.
Unbelievable! I really am learning something today.
See,
for all these years, I thought that was a sound effect.
Oh no! That pen,
kangaroo.
That pen made the sound.
I was like, you buy that pen? I thought it was just a pen with a paper bug on it.
Oh, no.
Like a Sharpie and a cardboard bug taped to it. And it's like, here you go, kids.
And yet we believed it at the time and thought it was absolutely real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. It was real, of course, in all of
our hearts. Because it was Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby doesn't lie to you.
No, he would never lie to you. Fat Albert was 100% real.
Bill Cosby did not lie. That's how they sold Coke. That's how they sold Jell-O pudding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kodak film.
Kodak film.
Yes. Bill Cosby was a spokesperson for many.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Hey, maybe we need to has someone reached out to him to help out with Chikara? I know Wink Vavasor is doing a very good job, but I don't know how the commissionership is doing these days.
He has a lot of friends.
Okay.
He might not know Bill Cosby, but he might know his little brother Russell.
Ah, yes, good old Russell. I forgot about Russell. Oh, Bill Cosby. Now I'm flashing back to – see, this is – it's been a weird bit of nostalgia for me for the last, week or so. I was on vacation last week, and I spent some time with friends, and we ended up watching a few episodes of Gem and the Holograms.
Nice.
Yeah, it was hilarious on many levels.
That cartoon is pretty fun to watch.
It is, yeah. I was impressed at the output of songs.
Mm-hmm.
When they had like three new songs.
Yeah, and how they adhered to the rules of MTV at the time, you know, and they'd make it a little video, and it was a little cartoon video.
Exactly. Yep. And it was beautiful 80s music. You could have heard Madonna or Tiffany or Debbie Gibson belting out any of those tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the
Misfits that run on Gem are not the Misfits that are famous.
Oh, no.
Different Misfits.
Yes, very different Misfits, these ones being all female. And as the lyrics in the intro said, they are the Misfits, their songs are better.
Do you think the Misfits makeup was inspired by the makeup in the Duran Duran Hungry Like the Wolf video?
There's a very good chance.
I think that's what their makeup is supposed to look like.
Wow. So this was really like pop music against new wave.
Yeah. Well, they were totally new wave, you know?
Right.
They were kind of punky.
Well, the Misfits definitely were, yeah. But they were sort of taking
that way. Yeah, maybe not so much Gem, but the Misfits for sure.
Oh, yeah, the Misfits definitely, without a doubt. You're right.
I think the Misfits were like a, you know, Gem was like a four-piece band. They had a keyboard, you know, there was synth pop. The Misfits were just a hard, there's like a three-piece, like, power trio, no keyboard, all, you know, just guitar, drums, and bass.
I think I saw a keytar at one point. I'm not sure.
There's kind of no difference between the Misfits and Nirvana.
You're right. I could see the evolutionary leap right there. It makes sense. They hated everyone around them. They hated the other genres that were more popular.
Right. They hated the popular people. The jocks and the cheerleaders.
So do you think, like Nirvana, if the Misfits had actually become popular, they would have resented it even more?
Absolutely. They would have destroyed the record industry, but it wouldn't have mattered because look at the record industry now. It's gone.
That's a very good point, yeah.
So did it even matter? Did it even matter? If it wasn't the Misfits, it would have been Nirvana. If it wasn't Nirvana, it was going to be, you know, Oasis or whoever came after that. I stopped paying attention when the Spice Girls came along, to be quite honest.
Really? You just gave up at that point?
Gave up, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's – I think around that time I stopped sort of paying attention too.
Like, who was your favorite band, PJ Drummond?
Who was my favorite band?
Yeah, who was your favorite band?
Well, I would definitely have
to... I like to know people's favorite bands.
Okay. It's definitely changed because my genre preference has adjusted itself quite a bit.
Oh, speaking of genres, I learned about a new genre the other day. Okay. It's called Sissy Bounce. Have you heard of it?
Sissy Bounce, I believe, isn't that a New Orleans style?
It is a New Orleans style.
Yes.
I had no idea it ever even existed. I didn't even know it was a genre, much less that there are stars within this genre.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe one of the main stars is a transvestite individual.
Yes, the individual that I was...
I don't remember the person's name, though.
That is who I was exposed to recently.
Okay.
And his song, which we're not going to talk about the song.
Yeah. little racy. Yeah.
Yeah, not going to talk about the song itself, but I was pretty impressed that there was a genre. I'm not super trendy. I don't keep up with everything, so it's always good to learn about what the kids are listening to.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, we were talking about what you like.
That's okay. As a young man, the two top bands were definitely Bon Jovi and Poison. And it has...
So I'm picturing a long-haired DJ.
I've never managed to grow long hair. My hair
with a headband.
My hair is an abomination. It besides going gray already, it just grows on top of itself. It doesn't actually grow long. The one time in my life I actually tried to grow my hair long a little bit for a play I was in, actually. At the time, I was still parting my hair to the side, and I didn't know any better, so I kept parting my hair even when it was growing longer. So the long side came down off the side of my head and just curled out like a shelf. It looked awful. Yeah. I'm a visual disaster.
Maybe,
as most.
Yeah, maybe your hair like multiplies when you add water or something like that.
It could be. My hair is a gremlin. I would say nowadays favorite band would probably be a hip hop group out of Minneapolis known as Atmosphere.
Yeah. Okay. I know Atmosphere.
Yeah. So. Big
your
fan
tastes have evolved quite a bit.
See, they have.
You can't really. Wow, that's like the other end of the spectrum.
Well,
in a lot of ways.
It's weird because I've had a lot of different types of music inundating me because I had my sister who was reading like Teen Beat and stuff like that when I was growing up. So she's telling me about all the bands like Bon Jovi and then the boy bands and stuff like that. But then I did grow up on an island, and so I was very inundated with like dance hall and mm-hmm. things like that. So I think that's where the hip hop influence definitely came in, was through the dance hall. And for whatever reason,
I did not know you grew up on an island.
Yes, I was born and raised in Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So
you learned something on this show. My goodness.
We need to work on Mr. Wink Vavasor and have a Chikara excursion to Bermuda.
Hey, you're not going to get a complaint from me.
It could be interesting.
I won't be late for that show. Sure of that.
It's a small island. I don't really think you could be late for anything on the island. So, but yeah. So yeah, my tastes have evolved. Well, how about yourself?
Oh, you know, I mean, I like the old stuff. I don't really listen to the new stuff.
What's your definition of the old stuff?
The new stuff is kind of annoying to me. I'm hearing this new song recently now that I can't get out of my head.
Mm.
And they're like, "Tonight we are young."
Yes, I have friends.
Okay.
I have friends.
Well,
that sing
all
that.
I have to say is I'd like to set that song on fire. Okay, that's how I feel about that. That's not much fun for me.
Okay.
So, and you know, I've got, I've got a CD collection that's very extensive. I also listen to records.
Ah, yes.
So for the kids out there, there's these 12-inch round vinyl things that have music on them. And you have to listen to them with what's called a record player.
Now explain this record player.
Oh, well, the record player is, some call it a Victrola.
Ooh.
And it's got a big, giant, like, sousaphone-like horn on one end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's always a dog sitting next to it for some reason.
Interesting. Interesting. And you have to crank this machine, I do believe, yes?
Yeah, you got to wind it on up.
All right.
And you got to set the needle down, and voila.
Voila.
Music. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of technology.
So you are definitely one of the you're an audiophile, as they might say.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people say I'm a music snob, but you know, I just like to listen to what I like to listen to. My parents like to listen to what they listen to, you know, and
sure,
which was Greek music,
just people dancing around saying "opa" a lot. Yes.
Hey, yeah, you've heard it, I guess.
I've heard the song. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody hits a point where they sort of, you know, they're just like, all right, I'm getting off the train here. I'm done. I'm not going any further. And I'm just going to ignore everything new that comes out.
Yeah, and you know what, that point came to me when I was introduced to dubstep.
Really?
Yeah, with the introduction of dubstep, I realized I am too old for this. And now this is where I get off the train, yeah.
So what genre are you ensconced in? What, like, if you had to, your desert island discs, what are the five discs that you have with you?
Oh, well, Joe, my five favorite bands would probably be the aforementioned Nirvana.
Sure.
There's another band called the Afghan Whigs from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Guided by Voices from Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaur Jr. Mm-hmm. from Amherst, Massachusetts. Did I name five before?
That's four.
And then it would be My Bloody, and then it would be probably My Bloody Valentine, who are from Ireland. They're actually an Irish band from England.
Ah, okay, yes. Gotcha. So, yeah, you've got a good style there. I would say.
Yeah, they're all those bands that I just mentioned are basically considered 90s bands.
Sure.
That's when I was, that's when I was immersed in the world of rock and roll. I was in a band myself. I was in a couple bands.
Yeah, I was going to say you are an accomplished musician with your introductory songs and everything like that. So.
Yeah, well, that's just part of my life. You know, I wake up in the morning and I play guitar because it's just, it's like brushing my teeth. And
all right,
I love writing the songs for Chikara because it's just it gives me a chance to sort of add a little something to the show that most fans don't really get at a wrestling show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a weird Al Yankovic like experience. who'd have thought?
Hey, Weird Al is an inspiration to many, without a doubt.
He is the king.
He is. Yes. How successful were some of these bands of yours? Like,
my first band was quite successful.
Okay.
We made it like all the way to where you almost made it.
Ah. Okay. All right.
So I was actually living in Seattle at the time, and we had done a we won a battle of the bands. And then we got on a spot on the Warped Tour because we had won the Battle of the Bands.
Okay.
And then we just sort of got a name around Seattle, and then we were toured up and down the West Coast. These dudes flew us to Germany once.
Nice.
To play a festival. And we got to open for a lot of bands that were heroes of mine, like Rocket from the Crypt, a band that would have been number six if I continued my list.
Okay.
So, I got to do a lot of that, meet a lot of cool bands and my heroes, and I was working for a record label as well, so.
Hmm, okay. Gotcha.
All that stuff adds to the rock and roll side.
Absolutely.
Of my persona.
Would people be able to obtain any of this music, possibly through nefarious means?
Yeah, my old band was called Severna Park.
Okay.
And then the band after that was called Poison Ivy League.
Ah, very nice.
So you could just look up that and probably find something.
Interesting. Hey, were you the vocalist as well as the guitarist?
I'm not going to vouch for the quality of it. Yeah, I was.
Okay, gotcha. Interesting. So now it's always dangerous when you get that opportunity to sort of work with your heroes, and you always hear the tales of people being disappointed by the ones that inspired them the most. Hopefully, you didn't have any of those experiences, did you?
The one doesn't really spring to my mind. There's people that you meet that you never really thought about, and then you're like, oh, wow, that person was kind of mean. But no, nobody that I was really hoping, would be nice, and it didn't turn out to be nice. Like, actually, the guys from Rocket from the Crypt were actually like some of the coolest guys we met because they were really nice to us.
Nice.
They were, very, very. They were like, they apologized because the band that went on before, the band that we went on before the band, we were the first band, and there was another band, and them.
Okay.
And the band after us wanted the drum riser, so they set up their drums in the drum riser, and we didn't get to use the drum riser. The guys from Rocket came up to us after the show and apologized that we didn't get to use the drum riser.
Nice.
So how nice is that? That's really nice.
That is a good thing, yes.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Wow. So... From there to professional wrestling.
Yes, sir.
Always a fan.
It's a logical progression.
I mean the nomadic gypsy lifestyle is definitely a part of it. Chikara is all over the place now, so it definitely fits in with that. Were you always a fan?
I've been a fan since I was a kid.
Okay.
My friends and family weren't really fans, so it was something that I just sort of stumbled upon. But as a child, I was forced to go to Greek school on Saturdays, it's not that I didn't like going to Greek school, but the problem was I was missing my Saturday morning cartoons, and that was a big issue for me as a child. It weighed heavy on my mind. And
that's almost unforgivable.
When I got home, it's almost unforgivable, right?
Yeah.
You get home and. There was nothing on TV but Soul Train, So, I'd watch Soul Train, and it's just in the background, you know what I mean? Like, you weren't really watching it. It was just kind of on.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Soul Train came wrestling.
Okay.
So then, you know, it's on. It's this week after that, the week after that, the week after that. And eventually you just get, you know, you start getting, you get immersed in it. You get immersed in the whole thing.
Right.
And that made me fall in love with it. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Who were your favorites?
Roddy Piper was my favorite, and
really,
I always wondered if I was ever going to get to meet him, and I got to meet him. This was the year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I got to meet him, and we were talking before about people being nice. He was so cool.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because he, I don't know, based on his past history.
The coolest part is mm-hmm. is that I didn't just get to meet Roddy Piper. You know, I didn't just get to walk up to him as a fan and say, I'm a big fan of yours. You know, I love you. I got to say, you know, Mr. Piper, I'm ring announcing the show tonight. You know, if there's anything I can do for you, I'd love to help you. You know, it's an honor to meet you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to meet him as, you know, as sort of like a coworker, you know, or someone who's working the show also, you know, makes him feel like, I don't know, it kind of made me feel cool.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to meet those individuals, and I'm sure the same thing even in the music industry where it's you realize they're human.
Yeah.
You know, because like they were these bigger than life things that you either, you know, you heard or you saw on TV or whatever like that. They, in some ways, they couldn't possibly be real, but then they are.
And then this is definitely the perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. And, I mean, even through Chikara, you've met countless numbers of people as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. People that I never dreamed that I would meet and, like, you know, get to know, which is even cooler.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? Yeah. I think I talked about it in the last episode, being very getting goosebumps when I was there 1 year, and as Demolition's music played and they were walking down the aisle and just being like, oh yeah, the fan in me popped out quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As a running gag on here is, my segues are horrible. So, I usually just run out of things to say at some point and then desperately claw for something. So I'll go to my stock question.
Okay.
It's a poll I regularly take.
Mm-hmm.
In and around Pennsylvania, there is Wawa and there is Sheetz. Which is your preference?
Oh, they're both great. Mm-hmm. They're both great. If Sheetz is around, you know, I will gladly take Sheetz. Sheetz is beautiful.
Fantastic.
But Wawa is my favorite.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, Wawa is my favorite. I'm sorry. Wawa is you know, it makes going to Pennsylvania almost worth it, you know?
Wow. Bagging on Pennsylvania a little bit there. I know it's not your home state, but
it's no New York City.
See, and I freely admit, being from Chicago, or at least living in Chicago right now, I got a little chip on my shoulder about New York City from time to time.
Oh, really? Well, let me tell you, Chicago's one of my favorite cities.
It's not that I don't love New York. I love
outside of New York City, I would say Chicago's mine.
All right.
My second favorite city in America.
Perfect. Good enough. No, yeah. I think the thing about New York is, you know, I love it. I love what it has. I think part of it is I know I don't have the constitution to be in New York. There's a very different – because there's a very different feeling to being in New York. I mean, in Chicago, it's a city, but it's still – you know, it's Midwestern and laid back and things like that.
Yeah, whereas, okay, I see what you mean.
You know, New York, there's a hustle to New York that I don't think I'm capable of pulling off.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. The hustle is called running from muggers.
Yeah, there is that. That's part of it. Yeah.
But, you know, Chicago, something about that city is really cool because you guys have a lot of great music.
We do have that, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But I mean, you know, New York is no slouch in that department either.
No. Well, because everybody comes here, the best come here.
That's true. That's very true. And you guys have sort of, you've created some genres of music as well. So, we've got hip-hop coming out of New York. Wouldn't have come out of anywhere else.
Sure.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you know.
But not Sissy Bounce. That did not come out of New York.
No. But Sissy Bounce will take over New York. I have no doubt.
Eventually it will.
Oh, wow. It's just going to always come back to Sissy Bounce from now on.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Wow. It's a better name than things like Screamo and how many other horrible names there are out there, you know. Any of the more hidden metal genres, they tend to have some awful names. But
Lasercore.
There you go. There's one. Nerdcore.
Computocore.
Yes, Nerdcore is one I'm a fan of.
Kool-Aid Core. That's like little kids.
Yeah, exactly. All those kids were really into Kids Bop. They go for the Kool-Aid Core.
Hey, remember Cuddlecore?
Cuddlecore?
Cuddlecore? It was like this genre where the bands played really like cutesy, like poppy music. The main band was a band called Cub from Vancouver.
Oh my god. It actually, weirdly enough, it sounds like it fits in. Are you a fan of
you know what, like Heavenly? There's a band called like K Records.
Okay. That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, like this band Heavenly from England. Like, you know, it's really, really, it was called Twee Pop.
Twee Pop, I definitely know.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and it was just like, it was really just like the wimpy, like, you know, see, a band that even Blondie could beat up, you know what I mean?
Well, there was this, are you a fan of anime at all?
Oh, of course.
Okay. There was, you might have heard of it, this really great anime, it was a manga first, as usual. It was called DMC, mm-hmm. Detroit Metal City.
Okay.
And the basic premise was, there was a guy, all he wanted to play was, as he described it, like Swedish pop, you know, uh-huh. Bjork-style stuff. Wait. And things like, or whatever, even though she's not Swedish.
Okay.
He desperately wanted to play that, but he could never get anywhere doing that. However, he was the front man for a horrendous death metal band called Detroit Metal City.
Right, right.
And that was super popular.
I've seen that.
You have seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's that.
I've seen the artwork.
Okay.
He looks sort of like Jason.
A little bit, yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So when you mentioned Cuddlecore, it made me think of that. desperately wanting to just play these happy songs about being in love with your girlfriend, but instead he's talking about horrendous things involving the devil. Yeah, yeah. And he was good at it, too. I think that was part of what made him so upset, was that he was actually good at writing these horrible lyrics.
to be only within arm's length of your dream, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah. But, yeah. Music. See, this is where I run out. I'm just tired.
I just, here, if you're looking for the latest in the life of Kevin Loudspeaker.
That I would, yes, please.
I just adopted a cat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess when I did it?
Today.
Today. I did it today.
Aw. Now, is this
It was a big decision. I've been thinking about it for a while. It's not something that I just did spur of the moment. I don't want you thinking I just, you know, went on to grab that little life. But, you know, I actually thought about it, and I...
Right.
Today was the day. I mean, it's weird, but
is the kitty adjusting?
Well, I mean, doing her best. I mean, she was living in a home with three other cats.
Aha.
And they were all bigger than her.
Mm.
They all bullied her around. Mm-hmm. They made her really scared. She was basically confined to a closet where she would just stay underneath a pile of clothes, and she would just hide in the closet. She wouldn't come out. So now she's in my place, and she's got all the space she needs, and she's, you know, just hiding. She just wants to hide.
Yeah.
She's not ready to explore or anything. She's not totally sure that there aren't other cats here trying to kill her.
Sure.
So she's...
How old is she?
Trying to just... I'm not really sure.
Okay.
How old...
But she's not a
monster
kid.
Is.
Monster
not a kitten, though. At least a few years old. I mean, they got her. The people I got her from a shelter in the first place. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and her name's Monster.
Monster. That's a good name, definitely.
Yeah, good name, right?
as an owner of two cats, I can tell you that I'm a fan of having cats around. It's nice.
Okay.
And it's partially funny when I when I did get them, part of my thinking process that went into having them was knowing that I was involved in wrestling and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cats being more self-sufficient. Exactly. You know, you didn't have to walk them and things like that. I love dogs, but...
Yeah, I said it before and I'll say it again, man. Having a dog is having a kid.
Yeah, there is. It's a bit trying at times, without a doubt. Especially living here in Chicago, and you know, it would get very cold. And why would you want to take a dog for a walk at that time? it's awful. I mean, it's
you wouldn't.
It's minus temperatures outside, and this poor animal needs to go take care of some business, and I have to stand there while they search the entire block for the proper place to do it.
Mm-hmm. Maddening. It's maddening.
Yeah.
At least kids eventually learn how to do it themselves.
They do, and I believe you could. And I know I've seen videos of being able to teach a cat to do it.
Well, we're just gonna try to get Monster to get out from underneath this shopping bag, and then we'll worry about you having to use the toilet.
Yeah, definitely. Baby steps. Yeah. So, all right. Did you have pets as a kid?
Yeah, well, I know pets as a kid.
Okay,
but the day I left for college, my parents got a dog. So I did have a dog for the family dog for my college years, sort of up until a few years after that.
Okay.
And then when I moved to Seattle, my roommate had a cat, and I've lived with cats before, and
yeah,
it's not that I didn't like cats. I just wasn't sure I was ready to take one on.
Absolutely. It's a big decision because that animal's going to be with you for quite a while.
Yeah.
So
That's what they say.
That's the rumor. Were you an only child? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
Okay. Older?
She's a little bit older than me.
So if you don't mind me sort of throwing some Psych 101 on your parents, was that a little empty nest syndrome for getting the dog?
Yeah, it was empty nest syndrome, exactly. They were like, without this little loudmouth running around the house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's way too quiet, you know what I mean? Like they spent the first 17 years of my life telling me to shut up and calm down and, keep it to a dull roar.
Mm-hmm.
But, little by little, I had actually been sort of calibrating them to
yes.
accept a certain amount of noise.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Once I had left, it was like, this incessant silence, we can't take it.
Yeah. And you bring the decibels.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn how to do that? Was it just practice?
That is a God-given ability.
Okay.
That's just a God-given ability.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Some guys are born tall. That wasn't me. Some guys are born with big muscles. That wasn't me.
Okay.
Right.
You had a big voice.
Yeah, if I can scream, I can scream. So I've always been the loudest person I know. And in school, people would tell me that they can hear my voice over everyone else's. And then, I need to keep it down.
All right.
Of course. But it worked,
Hey.
When I used it in theater, when I was doing theater, it was like, cool plays and stuff like that.
Okay.
I noticed it helps a lot.
It does.
And
project.
Projecting helps a lot. And
pushing it from the diaphragm.
I kind of, being super loud like that and screaming is sort of kind of how I feel comfortable talking. And I kind of feel like I'm always sort of holding it back, I'm always kind of trying to not scream and not lose my composure,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
mm-hmm.
and be quote-unquote normal.
Well, if I may say, in the Chikara locker room, you do have some competition. Eddie Kingston can be a little loud.
That's probably why I'm very comfortable in that environment. I know it won't, but I'm sort of like, when I do Chikara shows, I kind of feel like, have you ever seen the movie Baron Munchausen?
I have, yes.
The character that Eric Idle plays, who is just so fast
mm-hmm,
and
yes.
lightning quick that he has to keep two giant ball and chains on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
So he so in other words, like, it keeps him from, because once those come off, all he does is just sprint. That's kind of how I feel. I feel like when I get to do a Chikar show, I get to cut that those balls and chains off, and I can just scream and be as loud as I want.
Nice. It's very cathartic, I would imagine.
Yes, which is a Greek word.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't they all really? I mean,
you are, know, you going to say it's all Greek to you, PJ Drummond? Is that what you're going to say?
I was not going to be that cheesy.
Okay, good.
But I was going to say.
I was just making sure.
Realistically, your people are the reason we're able to talk, do math, all sorts, write
theater,
things down.
Theater, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Psychology.
Although we did add clothes to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody else, we did add that. You guys, you know, to stereotype a little bit, you went, there was a little bit of nudity in the Olympics.
Yeah, you guys also added women as well.
Yeah, there was that too. So, you know, it's adapting to the world as it was. So, but yeah.
Hey, Greece is still adapting to the world. Let's just put it that way. And they're not doing the best job.
Well, you know, it's become a changing time. You know, Greece. I have never had the pleasure to travel to the country, but you know, it's everywhere else kind of took off pretty quick, and mm-hmm. you know, poor Greece. Got kind of left behind a little bit.
We're not ready yet.
Yes, exactly.
We're not ready.
Yes, I freely admit one of the last reports coming out of Greece that I heard about that I chuckled at slightly was individuals on the very legitimate Isle of Lesbos,
mm-hmm.
Sort of wanting to take back the meaning of lesbian. Because that is the proper word for an individual from the Isle of Lesbos.
I guess so. Yeah. That's yet another Greek word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they were, you know, they had a press conference about wanting to take the word back, and I don't think it really worked out well for them. When they had an elderly man proclaiming his pride at being a lesbian, it was there was some humor in that.
Can't they be Lesbonians or something like that?
You would hope.
Lesbianites?
Yeah.
I don't know.
On that note, we'll remove ourselves from this topic. And as we begin to wind down the podcast, it is time for the plugs. The plugs of various Chikara events coming up, and I believe it is they're coming up in a couple of weeks when you guys will
they're
be
coming
making...
up. We'll be at the end of June.
Yes,
over in Canada again.
That's right. That's right.
Where is it? London, Ontario, and then I believe that's the 27th. And then the 28th, we're in Syracuse.
No.
It's June.
It's the 23rd of June. You are
23rd?
Yes, the 23rd in Ontario. And then
so the 23rd, Ontario.
Yes, then the 24th down in Syracuse.
And the 24th in Syracuse. Thank you, PJ.
The 28th is the following month, July 28th, when you guys make your debut in Portland, Maine.
That is what I was thinking of.
Yes.
See? I'm not crazy.
No.
July 28th is Portland.
Yes.
And then what's the 29th in Everett?
You got it. Absolutely.
29th in Everett, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And all these dates are awesome because it's going to be the Young Lions Cup going on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which is super, you know, super exciting that we're taking the tournament. We're kind of stretching it out over a bunch of events, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess check out, don't forget the podcast at GoGo, of course, on Monday.
Absolutely.
And, if you can get a chance to check out my radio show, I do a radio show out of New York City.
Okay.
It's called the Artsy Fartsy Show.
Okay.
And it's on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, but you can get it on WBAI.org.
Okay. All right. It's live streaming on there?
Yes.
Okay. Is it available for download?
It's also archived. You can go to the WBAI archives, and you can look it up. It's called the Archie Farty Show. It airs Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Okay. If you go to the archives, you just go to Tuesdays at 2 p.m., and you can click on it and listen to it.
All right. Fantastic. Well, and of course, also...
We also have our friends over at Kaiju Big Battle.
Yes.
Which you can find over at kaiju.com. Kaiju is a monster wrestling show that is fun for the entire family, and I really encourage everybody to check it out and check out a couple videos, see what it's all about. Grab a DVD because it's fun, fun, fun stuff.
Exactly. Just like Chikara. And if you want to
just
see the...
Just like Chikara.
Yes. They are synergistic in that way.
Absolutely.
Your brain will explode with fun.
Almost like an estranged family member.
Exactly. And, of course, to see the exploits of one Gavin Loudspeaker in Chikara, you can, of course, venture on over to smartmarkvideo.com, where you can purchase any show from the Chikara library in physical form, and many of the more recent shows in a digital format as well.
Absolutely. MP4s.
Yes.
And or just get the old-fashioned DVD, and you get a cool cover that has a comic book design on it.
Absolutely. So it's a beautiful thing. Well, Gavin, thank you so much for taking this time.
Hey, DJ, the pleasure's all mine, man. I can't wait to come to Chicago and hang out with you in November.
Is it November? I think you guys are, we will go back to the events here. Well, actually, yeah, Chicago is November. That is correct.
That's it. Chicago, November. Logan Square.
Yes, but I will see you before then as you guys make your debut in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. I'll see you in Milwaukee then.
Yes.
That's going to be great.
In Milwaukee, and then the following, August 17th, and then the following day, Saturday, August 18th, down in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes. So, thank you, Gavin, and I will see you soon.
Okay, thank you, PJ. Talk to you soon, man.
Take care.
Take care, man. Bye.
Bye.